Hey Daniel, guess what? Burnley College hosted this really cool event called the Thrive Summit.
Oh yeah, what was that about?
Well, it was their inaugural post-election skills update for Lancashire business leaders.
I see, so how many people attended?
Over 75 industry leaders showed up. Neil Burrows, the director of skills at Burnley College, gave an inspiring opening speech.
What was the focus of the summit?
The main goal was to provide crucial insights following the general election and foster collaborations among businesses.
That sounds important. Who were the keynote speakers?
Damien Waters from the CBI in the Northwest spoke about the national skills agenda.
Opus 4.
Oh, and Simon Lawrence from Lancashire County Council discussed the county's skills initiatives.
Right, what about Burnley Borough Council?
Luckman Patel highlighted Burnley's plans for skills development, like the first school's careers event in a decade.
That is so cool. Did they have any panel discussions?
Yes, there was a dynamic panel with East Lancs Hospitals NHS Trust, employers, and Burnley College University courses.
What did they discuss?
They talked about the implications of skills training and opportunities from anticipated changes.
And the college's role in all this?
Kate Wallace, the deputy principal, clarified the government's expectations for Burnley College's educational offerings.
Right, what was the closing like?
Kath Lord-Green from Voice at PR closed the summit, emphasising the value of the gathering for future growth.
So what's next for Burnley College?
They remain dedicated to supporting regional economic growth through advanced skills training and education.
That's great to hear. Sounds like a really impactful event.
Definitely. And if you're a business leader interested in how Burnley College can support you, you can contact Neil Burrows at nburrows@burnley.ac.uk.
Thanks for the update, Emma. That was a really insightful summary.
You're welcome, Daniel. Until next time, stay informed and keep thriving.
Goodbye, listeners. We'll see you on the next episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.